What's today? Is it Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
All day.
April 17th okay. Today.
Well, that's good. Hey, you know what that means?
Uh-huh.
It's your 25th anniversary,
and
Mike.
I remembered.
That's awesome. Yes. It's today. 25 years ago today, you stood at the altar.
We were pups.
Aw. Did you cry on that day? I'm just curious.
I kind of thought I would.
Yeah.
But I definitely was emotional.
Okay.
I can still picture her like walking down the aisle kind of thing. So Aww. It was a pretty, powerful moment. I was kind of journaling a little bit about it this morning. And I thought, man, we were two kids who brought our best intentions and all the brokenness we had no idea existed to the table. Because that's the beauty, I guess, of what marriage does. You're like, oh, guess what?
Yeah.
Here's a big mirror.
Yeah,
to show you who you are.
If you want to, find out how selfish you are, get married.
Yes.
I am a firm believer in that.
And for 25 years, I keep finding new layers. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I could grow here. And she probably would say the same, but I think I've gotten the better end of the stick and the whole deal.
I can't think of any better union that would strip away mm-hmm. who you are and teach you more about yourself. Say, hey, sanctification.
Right.
Besides that with Christ, I don't know of a better one.
No, I mean, you have to, if you're truly going to become one, that means you got to get rid of yourself. And it's not easy, but absolutely worth it.
Well, so congratulations for making it 25 years.
We're going to do some pretty awesome romantic things today.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a haircut.
Okay.
We're going to help my son pick out a shirt for the prom.
Are you serious?
And then we're going to go to dinner.
Okay.
So we'll do some adulting and then go have some fun and just hang out the two
and then
of
us. Are you going to make a final decision about where you're going to go?
I think that is the plan. We were having a preliminary conversation about it on a walk the other night. And I think tonight we're going to finally decide where we're going this summer. We've been saving money and planning and I'm like, we need to decide. It's April 17th. We need to decide. So, yes. So tonight, that should be fun. We should, by tomorrow, I think, know where we're going to go on our little trip.
Awesome.
So, we should have had her come in here and be a secret weapon Gen X partner for the Wednesday.
For the Battle of Generations?
Today.
I would have been all about
think
that.
Think about that.
I would totally be open to that.
She probably would have done it. Should have thought about it. You'll be fine, though. You don't need any extra help.
It's fine. I really like Tiff, though. I would love to have had her in the studio. Thanks for thinking about that.
She
way
loves
too
the game.
Late.
She listens to it on the little podcast on KLRC On Demand.
Oh, she does on mm-hmm. the app. She listens there.
Plays along. Her competitive spirit.
That's awesome.
Joins you in Gen X angst. So we'll do, if you've never listened to it before, about 7:10, we'll bring in Lauren's going to be here, repping the millennials. Sherry, who always has the craziest hats, repping the boomers. And Chaplain Justin, too. He'll be here to keep scoring, keep the peace.
Yeah, he'll probably be in. Isn't he coming for a chaplain chat, too?
Oh, yeah. We'll do that, too, in about 30 minutes.
Awesome.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Ready for some good news?
We are, too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
So, I was visiting with a good friend last night, and with her daughter, who is an eighth grader at Lincoln Junior High. And she's just sharing about, things going on at school and all that. And the next thing you know, I hear that she and another friend, her little buddy named Anna, they put a post-it note in the girls' bathroom on the mirror that said prayer.
Uh-huh.
If you need prayer, share it with us right here.
Okay.
Okay. And another category they put on there was affirmations.
Hmm.
And then they put Bible verses.
All on the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, just a few little sections.
Notes. Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
And words of affirmation might be, you are beautiful.
Hmm.
Something like that. They just put it up there. Next thing you know, random other girls start adding post-its to the mirror.
That's kind of cool.
Now you can't even see the mirror. And there are post-its all around the mirror, covering the wall. I'll probably post this.
Yeah, we should put this on the Facebook page.
On Facebook. I'm just going to show you here what it looks like right now.
Oh, like they legitimately covered.
Yeah, you can't even look in the mirror because of all of these post-its. And there are different girls asking for prayer. There are different verses. People are putting up different affirmations that say, you are enough. You're absolutely stunning. You are worth it. Like, just amazing. One of them says, you are beautiful no matter what.
And I love that it was a student who started this.
I know. You are loved. I'm just reading off some of these post-its. Jesus loves you. Do everything for God. I just thought, how cool is that? They put up four post-its, and now the entire wall is covered. They're not asking for anyone to do that, but all of these girls who come in there are just like, no, I want to add to this. And you hear so much these days about, you know, especially girls can be a little catty.
Yeah.
In junior high and high school and cutting each other down. But what an uplifting thing to do. There's no pressure there. You're not forcing anyone to do anything. It's just saying, hey, you're loved. You're beautiful. You're enough. God sees you. He loves you. And then everyone just jumping on board and joining in. I just thought that is such a beautiful way to spread the message of love of
Jesus.
I love it. Yeah.
And I think it's really actually beautiful that the whole mirror got covered up.
Because
it's like, hey, instead of fixating on you, how about you just soak these truths in?
Exactly right. That's it.
Our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
My life.
90.9 KLRC. Wednesday mornings means we get to do a little chaplain chat with Chaplain Justin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we were talking yesterday about loneliness.
Okay.
It's a big deal. In fact, what is it? All the researchers are saying, like, this is potentially more dangerous than things like alcoholism, obesity.
Yeah.
I mean, all those are obviously very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But they get rightfully so a lot of attention.
Right.
Loneliness doesn't feel like it's getting as much attention, even though you were even telling us, like, the World Health Organization says it's a...
Yeah, it's a global issue. It's a global health hazard.
Yeah.
And so it is a big deal, I think. Maybe loneliness feels smaller, or the way we deal with emotions, I think, in our part of the world, maybe it feels weaker, you know, in that way, or rather than something like having an addiction or obesity or heart disease or those kinds of things. But it really does affect us, not only in our minds and in our hearts, our souls, but also it influences our bodies in negative ways.
Wow. So how would you truly define loneliness?
When I think about loneliness, I usually think about it in connection with solitude. Solitude is the spiritual discipline of being alone with God. Loneliness is the experience of feeling alone, period. And so that feeling alone can happen around a bunch of people or when you're actually by yourself in some way. And so... it's an experience of isolation. It's an experience of being disconnected from others, often disconnected from God as well if we're not mindful of Him. And that's where solitude comes in, is we have this promise and this spiritual experience through the Holy Spirit that God is always with us. And we're not always mindful of that. And so when we're not, we're more prone to feel loneliness rather than turning our attention, oh yeah, you're with me always. Until the end of the age. That's a promise by Jesus. And so you're here with me right now. And so I can be alone with you. I can be known. I can be loved rather than invisible.
Yeah.
Those kinds of feelings that are with loneliness.
Yeah, because a lot of times I think that's how loneliness can feel. Like I even be in a room with people, but I'm feeling invisible.
Yes.
It's like... It wouldn't matter even if I were here.
No one really sees me or knows me here.
Yeah.
So there's so much hope in that, just knowing, hey, He is with me all the time. So just from a practical standpoint, what does that look like? You literally just stop and pray and say, God, I know You're with me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that with some deep breaths and name the loneliness. You know, like I'm feeling lonely. I wasn't very mindful of Your presence. And maybe it's even like some confession of, and I'm sorry about that. You've been here the whole time. And I have not been ignored, but maybe I've ignored you or wasn't paying attention to you. And so let's try this again, you know, and through prayer, maybe it is turning on a worship song, calling up a friend. You know, there are good choices that we can make. Really, that loneliness feeling can actually wave a kind of a caution flag. Oh, I don't have to go this way if I don't want to. I can pay attention to God and reach out to others or find some other way of just connection instead of disconnection.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much hope in that, knowing there are options.
Yeah.
Right. And I think sometimes, even this is just speaking from my own personal experience, sometimes I can go into that self-loathing place where I feel lonely and I feel like, well, I'm lonely because of X, Y, and Z, and I blame other things instead of just be like, wait, I actually have choices and I can take responsibility for my loneliness. Yeah. And that's like accepting it, understanding it, being mindful of it, and then making a choice about it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I forget that personally. Wait, I've got choices here.
Yeah, it's empowering. And we don't have to beat ourselves up of I'm lonely and now we add thoughts of like no one would, you know, care if I was around anyway, those kinds of things. It's like, well, let's test it and prove ourselves wrong maybe. You know, phone a friend and maybe they're happy to hear from us. You know, those kinds of things can happen.
That's really, really
challenge
good.
Those thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Thanks for the chaplain chat.
You're welcome.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Wednesday game, Battle of Generations. In the house with us today, first of all, everybody's favorite millennial mom of twins, Lauren, is here.
Good morning.
How are the twins?
Doing good.
Okay. Also, Sherry, our queen of customer service at the radio station, repping the boomers with, is that a pink unicorn?
It is a pink unicorn headpiece.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Which is very common. We all have one of those.
Yes. If you call Sherry with a question today, she'll be adorning this with your call.
It's actually ridiculous, but... the reason why I'm wearing it is because the boomers, it is probably more likely to see a pink unicorn than it would be for boomers to win three in a row.
It would be three in a row this week. That is.
Oh, my goodness.
But so I love that you dropped that in. Woo. That's nice.
Oh, that's a reality pink unicorn. Like, she's in reality. That's I don't even know if that's possible for a pink unicorn to be in reality, but that just was.
Headpiece. Does it have glow sticks on it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Wow, that is
I had to
next
activate them
level.
This morning.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Of course, Christy will rep Gen X, and here to help us keep score and keep the peace if things get out of hand is Chaplain Justin.
You're welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Here I am.
Thank you for your service.
Unicorn pastor.
Yes. All right. First round. Let's see here. Lauren, you're in the hot seat.
Okay.
Feeling hot.
All right, Lauren, your first question. This is from Sherry, so something baby boomers would know. This Hollywood duo, composer and lyricist Rodgers and Hammerstein, created many Broadway musicals. The song Getting to Know You was sung from a teacher to her students in which musical?
Oh, man.
I've heard
this song.
It's in my head now.
And I know they have a version of Cinderella. I went and saw that. So.
So you've heard of Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yes.
Do you know the song Getting to Know You? Is it like in your head at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I have some options?
Yes. Your options are The King and I, The Sound of Music, Oklahoma, or Carousel.
Okay. No, it's not Oklahoma, because I know that one. And.
This was a good question.
Right. Okay. What was the first option?
The King and I.
Okay. And then the next one.
The Sound of Music.
Not The Sound of Music. Okay. I know that one very well, too. So it's either The King and I or Carousel.
Correct. That's what you're down to.
That's what I'm down to.
Which unicorns are on carousels?
Exactly.
That's a great point.
Just saying.
It's full circle moment.
So, but they said it's about a teacher and a student. Carousel.
Yes, it was sung from a teacher to her students.
All right, I'm going to go with Carousel.
Carousel?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, and Getting to Know You was from The King and I.
Oh, no!
I actually
so
saw Yul Brynner when he did that on Broadway.
Okay.
Yul Brynner?
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Was it amazing? He was the king. I bet.
Man, what a great guy.
Christy has no idea. No idea.
Man.
If this keeps up, we'll have to test it, but Boomer's got a point, and the unicorn headpiece is glowing a little bit brighter right
now. It is glowing a little bit brighter.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. It could be three in a row for the Boomers. All right. Next question, Lauren.
Okay, I was so close. I feel like I got this one.
You did get it down to two. I mean, yeah. you were there. All right, so your second question is from Christy. The 1995 movie Clueless.
That's the year I was born. So everyone knows.
Probably didn't watch it when it came out.
You're ancient.
The movie Clueless stars Alicia Silverstone as a beautiful, popular girl who's examining her own existence and seeking purpose in her life.
As if.
Probably needed to talk to Chaplain Justin. She takes on the role as a matchmaker for her teachers and also befriends a new student who becomes her new makeover project. Mm-hmm. What is the new student's name in the 1995 movie Clueless?
Have you seen this movie, Lauren?
I have.
Not
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she
it's
was
been
born.
A while.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, I'm going to need options on this.
Okay, your options are the student's new student's name, mm-hmm. Ty, Cher, Jess, or Jana Jean.
Okay, grief. So Cher is the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ty is her friend. But I don't know if Ty is her friend that's the new one or just her friend from previously. So it's between Ty and Jess.
That's a pretty good memory, actually.
Not Jana Jean?
I think Jana Jean would have made the movie much more realistic.
That's right. Christy's mom would be amazing.
Probably not. So I'm going to go with Jess.
You're going to go with Jess?
Yep.
All right. In the 1995 movie Clueless, the new student was Ty.
No!
Yes!
What a morning. Man,
you have been
so
close both times.
Ty was played by Brittany Murphy, and she was a new student, and Cher took it upon herself to, you know, give her a makeover. And
yeah, well, I knew she was a friend. I just didn't know she was the new friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like we need to take a break to let Lauren get some counsel.
I'm just going
to
sip my coffee in silence for okay. a moment.
All right. Round two. It's coming up.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Round two of the Wednesday game, Battle of Generations. Lauren is here, repping the Millennials. Sherry's here, donning the unicorn hat.
Pink.
Which claims if the Boomers win 3 weeks in a row. Better than a unicorn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely a unicorn moment that would be. So
yes, it would.
All right. Sherry, let's put you in that fabulous hat, headgear thing in the hot seat.
Feeling hot. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Your first question is from Lauren. So this is something millennials would know. All right. We're going to ask you to name this Taylor Swift song.
Oh, my.
All right. We'll give you a little audio clip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I probably shouldn't
That's
even admit
it.
This.
Wow. That's all.
Millennials
are screaming in their cars right now.
I got it because my daughter, I think, played that in our house a bazillion times.
Yes.
Can you name this tune in...
Okay, right? It is a little name that tune. All right. So name the Taylor Swift song. Is it Our Song, Hey Steven, Love Story, or You Belong With Me?
Which
Christy, do you
I
know this?
Am not.
I don't know this, and I don't know a lot of Taylor Swift songs, no. But the few that I have heard have made me kind of I don't know, feel like I might become a Swiftie one day.
Okay.
So I'm just intrigued. Not there.
I'll
not
just
there.
Share with you, both of my questions are Taylor Swift inspired because her new album comes out on Friday. And
so that's
we're
why.
Pretty excited as Swifties. But regardless if you're a Swiftie or not, it's undeniable that Taylor Swift is a huge part of millennial pop culture.
That is true. That is very true.
She's just part of it. Yep. So
that is undeniable. Mm. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Back to Sherry, who's in the hot seat.
All right. It's her turn.
I will definitely need some.
All right. Your options again are Our Song, Hey Steven, Love Story, or You Belong With Me.
Well, since I am not a Swiftie fan, and I probably have heard maybe one song, and I wouldn't even know the name of that title.
So this is a total shot in the dark.
If you had said, who is her current boyfriend, I would have known that.
See?
I'm going to have to go with the last one.
Okay, You Belong With Me.
You Belong With Me.
And that was a big Taylor Swift hit, but it was Love Story.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. That is a point for the millennials.
Yes, we're on the board.
All right. Your second question, Sherry. This is from Christy, so something Gen X would know. Little Christy was 16 years old when the popular boy band NSYNC made its debut in 1995.
Should I start a timer or something? Like, I feel like this is one of those.
This could take a little while. Yeah, okay. All right. So,
wait, did you say 95?
Yeah, 1995.
Again, the year I was born, people.
All right. Taking America by storm with their hit songs like Bye 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 and Tearing Up My Heart.
Tearing Up My Heart when I knew this was with coming. You. Okay.
Just like them. The band members consisted of Justin, JC, Joey, Lance, and who else? Who is the fifth band member?
And I only knew Justin's.
JT. Justin Timberlake.
Yep. JC. Doesn't sound anything like him. Lauren's like, whatever. That's bad.
Do you know them, Lauren?
Justin.
I could name like two or three. I don't know who the missing one is.
Okay. Here are your options.
Okay.
Is it Nick, AJ, Chris, or Gary Don?
Oh.
But whoever it is, they're still cashing in on those royalty
Gary
checks.
Gary Don has some good moves. I'm
Gary
just telling
Don
you.
Gary Don as a part of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Christy's
he and
dad
JT
could
tear up the dance floor.
Yep.
Like no other.
That would be cute. All I'm going to go with Nick.
All right. Who is the fifth member of NSYNC? Yeah, Justin, JC, Joey, Lance, and Chris.
Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Chris is actually the one who was a part of starting the band. So, just
and
there
again,
you go.
Nobody knows.
And no one knows who he is.
Until now.
He's fine.
But
he's really
had,
be
you
okay.
know, he was a great band, boy band picker, I guess. I don't know.
It worked out okay for him,
it
I
did.
Guess. All right. Score update from Chaplain Justin.
Here we go. We have baby boomers with one, Gen X with two, millennials with one.
Okay.
And a great example from Chris of servant leadership. That one's for free.
Round three is coming up.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Wednesday morning means the gang's here for the Wednesday game, Battle of Generations.
Oh, yeah.
That is Lauren, everybody's favorite millennial mom of twins. Sherry's here repping the boomers.
Mm-hmm. And the unicorns.
And the unicorn hat. Trying to make it 3 weeks in a row for the boomers.
I'm not very hopeful. But I'm more hopeful about seeing a unicorn.
Going into the final round, I must say, Gen X is in the lead.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love the sound of that.
You're welcome. All right, so... Christy, you're in the hot seat.
Yay!
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
All right, your first question's from Sherry. So this is something baby boomers would be more apt to know.
Okay.
If she's able to stump you on this, that would be a tie. All right, here we go. From Sherry, which U.S. president signed a federal law lowering the national highway speed limit to 55 miles an hour?
Oh, rude.
Oh, it was awful.
If you've ever ridden with Lauren, you understand.
Man.
All right, so lowered the speed limit. It had been something higher than that. Okay.
Okay.
Which U.S. president? Was it Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, or Lyndon Johnson?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with Jimmy Carter because he's a farm boy. And I feel like everything he did was probably a little bit slower than the rest of us. And the he logic. Was probably on the interstate on his tractor trying to get somewhere. It'd and it was wearing like, him out that right everyone day. Was flying by.
I'm making everybody slow
and,
down.
Yeah. And so he probably thought it was dangerous and it was time to slow it down. Okay. I also remember whenever I was growing up, the speed limit was 55. And Jimmy Carter was in there as a president while I was growing up. So I'm going to go with Jimmy.
Okay.
JC.
All right. JC. It was Richard Nixon.
Oh, man.
Man. Okay. That
I was
is
a little kid. And,
well, never mind.
A point for the boomers.
I tried.
Okay.
I was going to guess Jimmy Carter, too.
Yeah.
If I was you, I thought the same thing.
Because he was a farm boy?
Mm-hmm.
And he just thought everyone needed to slow
down. He's tired
down
of everybody
bit.
Blazing by him
yeah.
in his tractor.
Yeah,
he's like, listen, y'all need to slow it down.
Yeah. It's real. Right. It's real.
All right. Okay, so final question. Mm-hmm. Now, if Christy gets this, Gen X wins.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have a three-way tie.
Yes! All right.
We have to go to overtime.
Oh my.
All right, your final question. This is from Lauren and the Millennials.
Okay, here we go.
The Taylor Swift question.
Oh,
it
no.
is a T-Swift
oh,
question.
Oh, no, this is not good.
In honor of her new album coming out.
Oh, man.
All right. Finish the line in this Taylor Swift song. She wears short skirts and I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and...
Mark, could you finish this?
I think, it, sadly, I think I would have got it.
I thought
it.
You might.
Yeah. Again.
Your daughter.
I blame my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. What? I might get it if I hear
okay.
the options.
All right. What is the line? Is it, I'm just a dreamer, I play the keyboard, I work the speakers... Or I'm on the bleachers.
I think it's bleachers.
She wore short skirts. I wear t-shirts. She's a cheer captain. This is for the win or we go overtime.
I think it is bleachers.
Locking that in?
Locking it in.
All right. Taylor Swift's deep provocative lyrics. She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
I love how Mark keeps repeating the lyrics. He secretly
He's
loves
trying
the
to
lyrics.
Sing this.
I am. It's just trying to come out of me. She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
Gen X.
You know what the unicorn moment is? That Christy won on a Taylor Swift song.
That's true.
That is true.
That is amazing. All right.
Oh, man. Thank y'all for coming out, and thank you for bringing the unicorn, whatever that is, on your head. We appreciate that. For real. And I just want to say thank you to all Gen Xers for all your support throughout the last 3 or 4 years. You've been amazing. That's it. Thank you.
Have we been doing this for 3 or 4 years?
I think.
No.
We're getting up there.
You won a game. You weren't elected for an office. Okay.
Congrats to Gen X.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Happy birthday!
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey, happy birthday!
All right, time for us to celebrate some birthdays on the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash. It's Wednesday, April 17th.
And celebrating today, Kyle Blair turning 34 in Siloam Springs. And Bradley Willard, the Big Ten, double digits in Westville. And Anna Viramontes in Siloam Springs having a birthday, as well as Kaylin Finkus. Happy birthday.
Sarah Ward celebrates in Fayetteville today as well. Patsy Ritter, 69 in Stillwell today. And Alison Tun, 43 years old today.
All right. Happy birthday, everybody.
And the randomizer picked out a winner for us. We just got to talk to Bradley. He's turning 10 today.
Double digits.
We're going to hook him up with a gift certificate to celebrate at the Marketplace Grill.
Woo!